Show, thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, and we go live to the Bradenton, Florida area, where we reached out to the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, Elliot Falcioni, who's a Pittsburgh native, been down there for more than 3 decades and never witnessed anything like the last 3 weeks brought with Helene and then Milton. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. It's a beautiful day in the Bradenton area.
Well, I saw a video that you sent me of one of the beaches, and it looks pristine compared to a lot of other areas that we have seen. So now that you've had a full weekend to survey the damage in the region, what's the update?
Well, first, congratulations on the Mercarney Award. You guys are batting lead off, you and Paul and Aaron. Congratulations. Well deserved. Makes me proud as a Pittsburgher.
Thank you.
Toured the island all day Saturday, as you can see the video of the beaches. Really, really good shape. That's really important that when the barrier islands are open, that helps restart the economy. There's a lot of debris around the island, though. So the island has sand and furniture, mainly in the right-of-ways. On the mainland, it's trees, 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 just pine trees and oak trees. I think I sent you a photo of a tree that probably looks almost 200 years old. It looks like the Monongahela monster for the listeners that used to go to Kennywood back in the day. They're going to start removing debris today. They have a temporary landfill, so that's great. There is some power still out on the barrier islands, and it's spotty around the mainland. Hopefully, all the power in Manatee County will be restored by the end of this week. The good news is water and sewage out to the barrier islands now, they're no longer on a boiled water notice. So a lot of progress has happened since the storm came through.
And have you had any contact with agencies that are reaching out to help?
Yeah, I mean, from the state government to the federal government, we have so much support down here. We struggle to find areas for them to mobilize. So it's been a blessing, all the help. It's just organizing it. It's great watching leaders lead effectively and consistently. And that's really going to get our community back in order. What I meant by a beautiful day in the Bradenton area, the weather is going to be spectacular this week. Highs in the low 80s, lows in the low 60s. You know, that storm pulled down a cold front from the north. And that's really important because what it's doing is it's going to protect our people out in the field from dehydration. And it's going to also continue to slow down, lower that temperature in the Gulf of Mexico to protect us from future major storms.
Elliot, how much longer do you think that there's going to be, in terms of waiting time, before people can spend some vacation time in Bradenton and Sarasota?
Well, it's a great question, Paul. And I've always been really careful of putting a timeline on anything. But what I can tell you is the county did an audit recently, and most of the hospitality business are saying 30 to 60 days. So what I would urge Pittsburghers who plan to come down in the winter time, winter being middle of January, February through spring training, don't cancel your trip. I feel really, really good that we're going to get the barrier islands back in the shape. Now, the mainland part of the community, you may not even notice that we were affected by a major hurricane in 2 to 3 weeks. Because as that debris is removed, you're going to see some signs down, some stop signs. But really, it's in really good shape. So we're well and alive. I'm working with the two greats in Pittsburgh in the entertainment industry, Rich Engler and Bob Bozzelli. And we're going to work on 2 charity concerts. Down here, hopefully within the month, because what we want to do is raise some monies for hospitality workers that really aren't getting paid right now to help them supplement, because two things, we want them to be able to pay their bills, and number two, we don't want them to go get jobs in places like Las Vegas or Phoenix or New York. So So we have Pittsburghers helping us already. And I know it's a long-winded answer, but we feel like we're going to get this place back into shape within 30 to 60 days.
And that's so critical because that is the economy, especially in the winter, right? The tourism business, and that'll keep, to your point, everybody working, and then they can take care of themselves. So that's an important factor.
Yeah, the tourism industry for the Bradenton area brings in about $2.2 billion to the local economy a year. It enhances the quality of life for the residents that live here as well. And that's about 40,000 hospitality jobs. So, you know, when you come here to vacation in the future, the Barrier Islands, some of your favorite boutique shops may not be there. Some of the beachfront restaurants may not be ready. But I believe we're going to have a good 10, 12 restaurants on the island. We've restarted the bus system, and we hope to have the midsection of the Anna Maria Pier repaired and to get the water ferry going again within 2 to 3 weeks, because there are some people that lost some cars, so we need that public transportation to get them to and from work.
Ellie, appreciate the update, partner. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One more thing really important for everybody here. Contrary to what I mentioned late last week, Sarasota Bradenton International Airport is now planned to open Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. The roof was in worse shape than they imagined. But right now, 9 a.m. Wednesday morning, the airport should reopen.
That's an important factor. All right, partner. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day. Appreciate the support.
Keep the faith. We've got Elliot Falcione, who's the executive director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, and appreciate the update.